From the KERA newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. A race for a seat on the State Board of Education representing Northeast Texas is getting an unusual amount of attention this year. A controversial candidate's Facebook posts have left many across the country concerned about the influence Texas wields over education beyond its borders. But changing policy, both here in the state and outside of it, have made Texas less influential than it used to be. Mary Lou Bruner says it's time to get back to the basics in school education.
We stopped teaching the basics and we stopped being the great nation that we were. We're losing respect in the world.
The state standards for the Texas public schools, she says, are a mile wide and an inch deep. On that, the retired teacher and her opponent, Kevin Ellis, agree. Ellis is the president of the Lufkin School Board. Where Ellis thinks Bruner is way off base is in most of the rest of her opinions, like labeling Islam a political ideology, denouncing what Bruner sees as progressive indoctrination in schools, and calling climate change a Marxist hoax. Ellis says the state board is not there to referee ideological disputes.
I think it's a state board of education's job to make sure that the reviewers are qualified, they come from a broad spectrum of experiences, and that the board listens to that and not get personal political agendas involved and what's going to go in the next curriculum review.
Much of the national coverage of this race has focused on Bruner's controversial comments and on the idea that the Texas Board of Education wields influence beyond the state's borders. The Lone Star State has been framed as the 800-pound gorilla in American education.
Once upon a time, that was the case.
David Anderson is a veteran of the textbook industry and a former curriculum director for the Texas Education Agency. He says it used to be that the sheer volume of students in Texas made it so that textbook companies would work to get their books approved here. A green light from the education board put a textbook on a short list of options, and companies would then try to sell those books to other states. So kids in the Midwest would often end up with materials approved by the Texas Board of Education.
But I would argue that at least for the past 15 years, certainly the past 12 and probably the last 15, that scenario really has not existed as it did for the 40 years prior to that.
Anderson says these days, Texas public schools aren't limited to a pre-approved list of textbooks. Now districts are given standards and can decide which materials to buy. And he says schools just don't buy as many textbooks as they used to.
So the buying power of Texas, well, still good in terms of pure numbers and the size of the market, changed tremendously because now there were more players in the market.
Then there's another reason Texas's influence on education has diminished: Common Core. More than 40 states have adopted the English and math standards developed by the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. Texas is not one of them.
Publishers are going to align their national programs to those standards because the market is so large.
Inside Texas, the 15-member education board is charged with setting standards for what students are supposed to know at each grade level. In the past, fights over things like evolution and the way schools teach the Civil War made the board a culture wars battleground. In recent years, though, there's been much less acrimony.
I think the board is in the healthiest place it's been in a decade.
Thomas Ratliff is a moderate Republican who's retiring from his seat representing Northeast Texas. Ratliff says he's worried that if Mary Lou Bruner is elected to fill his seat, she'd act as an ideologue.
And I think she will add a similar level of embarrassment and distraction like we had several years ago that will generate all kinds of great headlines across the country. But it will once again tell everybody that Texas is like a whole other country and not in a good way.
But Bruner supporter Tammy Blair says Bruner's years in the classroom mean she knows how to compromise. Still, Blair says Bruner is not afraid to fight for her values.
Mary Lou is like a lot of concerned Americans and Texans at this point that are saying, wait, just we need to slow down and we need to look at what are we doing. and what are we trying to accomplish?
Blair is the incoming chairman of the Cherokee County Republican Party in East Texas, and she says she wishes people paid more attention to down-ballot races like this one. Board member Thomas Ratliff agrees.
Most people have no idea who we are, what we do, or how it relates to them, or why they should care. And so it does yield itself to a very low turnout and an even lower informed turnout.
So even though this state Board of Education race is getting much more attention than usual, it's not clear if the national buzz will overwhelm the polls with voters on Election Day on May 24th. Christopher Connolly, KERA News. This story was reported in collaboration with the Us and Them podcast, telling stories about the fault lines that separate Americans. If you want to hear a profile of Mary Lou Bruner, you can find it on kernews.org.